This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday Night on the Real Side. It's a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's all kinds of things you could be doing up there on the website. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. I'm going to hit a nerve this hour. I know I am. You know, I'm going to make a bunch some of the left-leaners, whatever you want to call them. I don't really care at this point. I'm going to make them crazy. Because I'm going to ask you to use your common sense muscle. I know some of you don't have a big one. But try to make it work. And I say that not to poke fun. And, you know, somebody today that I was talking to about this very issue said that the reason that parents allow this to happen is because, A, suicide rates are very high among transgenders. I would say to you that the numbers show that suicide rates are high among transgenders even after they have their surgery. And I'm going to bring somebody on to talk about it. I know it's going to become some of you nuts. And you look at who's putting these numbers out, you've really got to, it's like anything else. You've got to look at who's paying for the report to be done, right? Because if it's a pro-LGBTQ group, then guess what? I just got a sneaky suspicion it's going to be pro-LGBTQ, whatever. I mean, I don't want to go through all the letters again. So it's just amazing to me. And they play on your heartstrings. They do that with everything. And it's wrong. You've got to allow common sense to take over sometimes. You've got to allow common sense to push you, and not your son or daughter's feelings. Because your son or daughter's feelings may not be the right ones. And you know, you've seen it happen. They don't always have the right feelings. Kids do not always have the right feelings. Kids don't always, you know, can we get that? Did I get that through, you think? Kids do not. How many of your teenagers have always made the right decision, huh? Come on. Anybody? Yeah, almost none of them. We all know this. You know this, too. I love this. Remember what I told you about Facebook? they've already tried to do it. But we won't let them, will we? Try to stop us. Huh? I know, right? They're on it. So you got people being killed, beat up, live on Facebook. Yeah, I know. Here, they'll probably pull this one down, too. Live on Facebook, they can't find those videos. They can't pull them down quickly. But a conservative talk show host says something bad about something or someone they like, and it's done in seconds. And I mean seconds. So it's disingenuous, and I'd almost even say it's a lie when they tell you that they don't do this kind of thing, that they don't censor this stuff. They only pull down the stuff that has, you know, bad or offensive material in there. Anyway, okay. Now I got to find the 4-year-old thing too. Again. Yeah, cuz I get all excited. I start going through all right, that's the brain. Here we go. I got it. It's just terrible. So, I've done these shows before and I've actually brought on a psychologist from San Francisco. She does same-sex marriage coupling, same-sex relationship counseling. So she's not against this, but she said the same thing. And there are others that say the same thing about this kind of behavior. And what happens is we give in to the feelings, the whole feelings thing. You know, we want to make sure our kids feel good, so we let them do pretty much anything they want to do, no matter how detrimental it could be to them. Now, this woman says, I had 4 boys until one of them told me she was really a girl. As early as 18 months old, Kimberly Shapley's son started showing signs he identified as female. 18 months old. Now, the Christian mom shares how she learned to embrace Kay's transition for her child's happiness and safety. Did you hear this? For her child's happiness and safety. We need to make sure our kids are happy. That's number one goal. She said, remember one night when Kay was very young and I was tucking her into bed, her legs were cold and concerned. I lifted the sheets, discovering she had taken a pair of panties off a baby doll and put them on herself. It was constricting her blood circulation. If she'd slept that way overnight, it could have become very dangerous. After that experience, I realized I could no longer ignore something very real about my child. My son, born Joseph Paul, is a girl. Now, see, you notice how, let's not go get the child help. Let's not go take the child to a professional. Let's not see what we can do. No. Right away, let's just do what the child wants. Because that's the right thing to do, because we want to make sure our child is happy. I'm going to deal with her Christian thing in a minute. Right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to my website, realstudy.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And head over to the website, too, if you want to buy one of those stand shirts, okay? If you're one of those Berkeley people, the Berkeley types that are in there pushing for. Now, look, what I'm telling people is when I say stand, the shirt has a hashtag stand on it, okay? So when I say stand like that, what I'm telling you is let people know that you're willing to stand for America. There's three different versions of the shirt. But one of them specifically says stand for America. That doesn't mean you necessarily stand with Trump. That doesn't mean you necessarily stand, for every policy of the country. But that means you stand for the Constitution. You stand for liberty. You stand for freedom. Right? You stand for equal rights. Really, we stand for equal rights for everybody. Now, the other side tells you that, but it's not true. Because they want to stifle your ability. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, I'm just not speaking from somebody who hasn't given this any thought. I just don't like this thing, so this whole gay, lesbian, and transgender thing, I just don't like it all. That's not where I'm coming from at all. Matter of fact, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I have gays, lesbians on the show on a regular basis. I've had a transgender man on, and Walter Heyer. Look him up. He is now counseling people that go through this, and guess what? Even after they go through the operation, they still want to commit suicide. Seriously, this doesn't fix it. This is not just an issue of physical attributes. It's deeper than that. Now, this woman talks about how as soon as 18 months, she knew that her son was a girl. Give that some thought. So Mother Nature, God, whatever, screwed up the DNA, screwed it all up, and your brain cells, your brain knows better what it needs to be. And what I find even irritating is I've talked to a few of my gay acquaintances, and it's funny how when you first start talking with them, they'll tell you, they don't want to be lumped together with transgenders. Now, they do it because they realize that this is a rights thing for everybody, but they don't really want to be. But they don't have the guts to say it, and I don't know why. I was raised a devout conservative Christian, she said, with strong Republican values in the South. It's a place where being different can not only be unforgiving but unsafe. I was and am an active member of our local church. I used to lead a small ministry teaching Bible study. She says, I didn't support or condone those living the LGBTQ lifestyle. Here's what I love. I was and am an active member. I used to lead a small ministry teaching a Bible study. Like, that makes her holier than thou and smarter than everybody else. There are teen pastors in this country that are abusing teens that come under their rule, if you would, or under their classes. And that's because, again, we give up our rights. We don't pay attention to what's going on. I used to go to my kids' classes. I used to make sure they were first learning something and it wasn't just playtime for them. And if there were things that bothered me, things that weren't quite right, I'd bring it up with the pastor or whoever was in charge. We are still responsible for our children. And just because somebody says they go to church, just because somebody says they're a Christian, somebody says they love and believe in God, doesn't mean they do. At all. She said that was just part of the Christian makeup. I'd been brought up to believe I knew I'd instilled those same principles in my children. But all my beliefs and convictions were brought into question. Why? See, I just want to start there. Why? See, the Bible talks about, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter what shit. We're not supposed to be part of the world, remember? We're in the world. We have to function in the world. We have to function by the world's systems. But we don't give in to the world's ways. Now I'm going to go against God's ways. And why do you question either you believe in God or you don't? Now I realize that people go through these crises of faith, they call them, from time to time. I'm sorry, I've never been through one. That doesn't mean they don't exist, and it doesn't mean I discount you. It just means I've never, from the time I can remember, that I believed in God, I believed that God loved me, I believed that God cared about me, would move mountains to help me out. You know, I don't ever think of a time when I sat there and said, God, are you even around? Do you even exist? And I don't know why. Anyway, she said, although my beliefs and convictions were brought into question when at 18 months old, Kay began exhibiting very strong female characteristics. From the moment my child was born, everything about Kay was geared towards femininity. She would pull T-shirts down around her waist to make them into skirts. She would tie long-sleeve shirts around her head and pretend like it was long hair. I tried so hard to force her into wearing clothes with camouflage. Why? And superhero patterns. I even gave her severe Severe flat top haircuts. Ty has three other siblings who are boys, so it was also a very testosterone-filled family environment, which I thought might help. Everything was fishing and spitting and boy stuff, but spitting.
Okay.
But Kai just continued to be Kai. As a Christian mother raising a Christian family, it was a very difficult time for me. I wasn't ready to give in, allow Kai to transition socially, especially at such a young age. My internal struggle beat me up daily. I felt like I couldn't go against anything I've been taught to believe, and yet I couldn't let Kai live in such obvious agony. I wasn't ready to face the fact that my one and a half year old child was a girl. Now, I haven't heard, I don't know about you guys, but I haven't heard anything about prayer yet. I haven't heard anything about her reaching out to God to ask him for guidance. I haven't heard anything about her praying over her son. Shortly after Kai was two, and families were starting to notice her behavior living in Pearland, Texas. That meant we were getting a lot of sidelong glances and questions. Kai would only play with other girls and girls' toys. She said that boys were gross. Family members were flat out asking me if this kid was gay. It made me very nervous. I really want to get through this. Am I going to get through this whole story? No, I'm not going to do it. God. But she goes on to say, I've noticed, but I figured that she'd grow out of it. I can laugh at that now because in retrospect, that was not a passing phase. But when my friend asked me that, I still wasn't ready to accept it. As I continued to watch my children develop, and a Christian friend of hers told her that Kai being transgender may be something I need to consider. Again, at this point, I still have seen nothing here. Where she's gone to the pastor, she's gone to God, he's asked for guidance, nothing. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You are some messed up white people.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
Back to the Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Hey, the question of the hour is, can a four-year-old decide, a four-year-old boy decide that he is a she? But he was born in the wrong body. This mother says that she knew it from 18 months old. And what bothers me is that most of these, in this particular case, the reason this story in particular stood out to me was because the woman says that she's a Christian, and she starts, and it's, I guess it's only natural to protect your children like this. But she's going to go on to say in this story how she was mad at her Christian friends because they used scripture to tell her she was wrong. Well, what else would you want them to use? I'm always amazed at these Christians that are Christians because they go to church. They couldn't tell you why they're Christians. Not really. They can't tell you anything about the Bible. They really can't tell you what it says. But yet they say they're Christians. Well, if you're a Christian, you're a follower of Christ. Now, this isn't a condemnation moment. This is just a reality check. Simple common sense. You cannot be a Buddhist and not know Buddha, not follow Buddha. You don't know any of the scripture, any of the, nothing about Buddhism. How could you do that? It's like saying you're a Muslim, you never stepped into a mosque, you don't know any of the scriptures, you don't know any of the teachings. And the same thing with many Christians. Many Christians couldn't tell you any of the books of the Bible. At least name 12 of them, of all of them. It's craziness. So to say a child, a little boy at 18 months, has decided he wants to be a girl, is wrong. And I'm going to prove it to you. And I'm going to prove it to you because, you know, again, look up the name Walt Heyer. W-A-L-T-H-E-Y-E-R. He's been through this. He's been counseling people. And he always pulls your heartstrings talking about suicide rates. Those suicide rates are not real. All right? I mean, I'm not saying they're all wrong and that there aren't people who commit suicide over this. I'm saying you the epidemic rate that they try to put them out at is wrong. It's not, again, they're pulling at your heartstrings. If we could take emotion out of it for a moment and look at the facts, it's a whole different animal. And she's saying by the time Kai was 3.5 years old, she couldn't ignore it anymore. And she kept saying, I'm a girl, I'm a girl, I'm a girl, I'm a princess. That means, therefore, that she is. Again, I'm taking this from a Christian standpoint, specifically on this one, because that's what she says. I have yet to hear about her praying, asking for guidance, seeking spiritual help, or going to her pastor. Nothing. So who is she relying on? Her own feelings. That's all that's left. She would correct me by waiting until I was in the middle of something and unable to chase her around and then run into the room and yell, I'm a girl. And then run out again. I did everything I could think to cut off that kind of talk. There were timeouts. Yeah, see, that's going to work, right? There were spankings, yelling matches. She says, and endless prayers. I even contacted the daycare Kai attended, asked them to put away every single girl toy. They complied with it, but Kai never changed her tune. I started reaching out to more professionals, including a child psychiatrist who asked me, if you and Kai were on a desert island, would you let her wear girls' clothes? Well, that seems like a smart question. I said, probably. The psychiatrist told me it wasn't God I had a problem with, but what other people would think of my child and me. Wow. And what scripture was that? None. Again. Okay. I can start with girls' panties. It's something no one else will see. Took me 3 or 4 trips to Walmart until I could finally bring myself to do it. Now look, she's fighting this. Again, where's the guidance? Where is the spiritual guidance? She started buying the kid girls' clothes online. Right? Her parents said that, you know, religiously they wouldn't stand for it. Later, they wrote a note, one of them wrote a note to her parents, and a specific passage which stuck with me. Even if you're a Christian or against transgender people, you don't ever say that to your kid that they won't do anything but make them hate themselves. That's exactly what it did to me. This is a friend of hers writing to her. She went on to say that Alcorn's story ended tragically. She committed suicide because her parents wouldn't let her be who God designed her to be. This is not right, and it's not real. So God made a mistake, right? So you can't use, they use these words and they tug on you. Look, don't say that with what God designed you to be, because if he gave you all the parts and pieces, and your DNA has all the strands of male DNA, you cannot say that God wants me to be the female, because in my head, it says so. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not even using scripture. Use sense. And then she heard little Kai praying to let her... Kai praying to please let Joseph go home and live with Jesus. I mean, this kid was asking the Lord to let her die. That threw the whole thing into a tizzy. Again, I'm still waiting for the help here. Where's the long-term help? Where's her going to the pastor? Where's the prayer for this child? I'm sorry. Some of you are having a hard time with this. But see, she brought it into the Christian world, not me. She said, after this, I think it's hilarious. I spent a lot of time studying about Jesus. Well, it's a little late for that, isn't it? You said you were a Christian. What were you doing before this? She was learning more about his nature, his character, his interactions with the Pharisees, the religious people of the Bible. Listen, she's painting a picture here. Always using scripture. The religious people were always using scripture to justify their hateful actions. No, if you look at the Pharisees, they were always using scripture to pull things over on the people so they could maintain their power. Jesus, for God's sakes, used scripture to put down his own apostles. You're going to hold Jesus to that same standard? You're going to say Jesus is wrong and hateful because he used scripture to do more. To put the Pharisees in place? This is what I mean. People go looking. It's like some of you people who spend years looking for a church that you're comfortable in. No, you spend years looking for a church that doesn't, most, not all. You spend years looking for a church that you're not going to be offended in. That's what it boils down to. She finally found a group that met her needs in the Christian world. Isn't that great? See, Kai is now 6 years old. And she's fine with what she did. She's happy with what she did to this child. Now, here's what I don't understand. Now, let's take it out of the God world. There's been a debate going on for years as to when your brain actually functions properly. Now, if any of you had teenagers, you know that at 16, you question whether your children even have brains, if there's any gray matter up there at all. Some of the things that these kids do from, you know, 13, 15, 19, whatever, you go, my God, seriously? Do you even have, is your brain even lit up? Now, some psychologists believe that your brain is considered fully mature or developed in the late teens. Then along comes some evidence, and I've seen more and more of this lately, suggesting that development may last until at least the age of 20. I've even seen some that say as high as 26. And many neuroscientists agree that brain development goes on right up to the 30s. But let's just say it's the 20s. Let's just say we'll hang in at 20, 22 right in there, right? How does a four-year-old decide that they're really a female? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. No throwing up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Whoa. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. I'm sorry. I got a little chart in front of me. I'm going to save this. That's a great picture. Did you see that? 4-8-16. Wow, 32 different gender symbols. Anyway, I need help. always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you spent on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to lose this because you guys have got to hear this. You know, and if you didn't hear this, maybe this is the hour you go back and grab later on and really listen to it. I'm going to bring on Walt Heyer, not tonight, but soon, because he's one that went through the transition. And he counsels people now. So it's not like one guy. You got one guy who didn't. No. He counsels many who have transitioned and have had nothing but trouble and still wanted to commit suicide later on. So we're allowing these, you know, you know, we've done the stories plenty of times. And the LGBT locals, they get nuts with me. But all I'm doing, see, I'm the Christian guy that's talking science from their point of view. You're always telling me I have to use science. I have to take science into consideration. I can't use that God stuff. All right, no problem. So here's an article, and you'll find many of them, that say the brain doesn't develop until one is at least 20 to 25 years old. That seems to be the average spread on these things. So we, you know, and again, I know some of you are going to get mad at me. You know, we allow them to drink. We allow these kids to, have guns. We allow them to do all these kind of things, enter into contracts at 18. But their brains don't fully develop until they're between 20 and 25. Now California's talking about letting 17-year-olds vote. It doesn't get much dumber than that. So now we're talking about life-altering decisions. Would you let a 4-year-old make a life-altering decision that had to do with them? Would you allow a 6-, 7-, 8-year-old to make life-altering decisions? Or would you make them for them? And in California, there's a law that says you can't even have these kids go see a counselor that would try to counsel them back or talk to them about their born gender, their DNA gender. Can't do it. And, and I don't wish ill on anybody, so you guys can twist this any way you want to, but this is not to wish ill on anybody. But if they found this young child's body in a burnt building, and all that was left was DNA, that's all they could check, you'd think that this young person would come up as a female? No. They would say a 6-year-old male boy was found burned, badly burned, in the wreckage. So if it's a DNA thing, if your body is functioning exactly how it was supposed to, and the mind says something different, what might it be? Especially given this information I'm giving you now. We do this. We've allowed all this stuff to be acceptable. We have a 58-year-old man that identifies now as a 9-year-old girl. Really? Okay. And we're treating that as normal. We have a white woman who identified as a black woman and lived her life as a black woman. We thought that was okay. We had that woman that thinks that she was a cat. When she got home at night, she got down on all fours. She lived like a cat. That was also encouraged and thought about as normal. We had the one lady that's actually having leopard spot tattoos put all over her body. She's had her ears cut and her nose cut, so she looks like a leopard. She found doctors to do it, and we're treating that like it's normal. Are you following me here? We had a 22-year-old boy that spent thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to look like an alien. Had his eyes tweaked, had his nose changed. And he was going to keep going. He was a transgender originally, too. And we're treating that like it's normal. You know, years ago, we would have these people get help. But now, we have to treat everything that everybody wants, everybody thinks, as normal. Why is that? Because then we'd have to fess up to our own frailties, our own things that we've done wrong. So anyway, back to this. So the article goes on to say that brain development is subject to significant individual variation. Most experts agree that the brain is fully developed by age 25. For some people, brain development may be completed prior to age 25, but the norm is about 25. Now, it may seem logical or seem like 18 to 25 are completely mature. The brain still is maturing, however. Specifically, the area known as the prefrontal cortex. Changes occurring between ages 18 and 25 are essentially a continued process of the brain developing. And it starts right after puberty. So I think at 4, I don't know, I'm not a baby doctor. I don't even think you're close to puberty at 18 months or 4 years old. When you're 18, you're roughly halfway through the entire stage of development. The prefrontal cortex doesn't have nearly the functional capacity at age 18 as it does at 25. Did you hear that? Making those decisions are almost impossible at 18. This means that some people may have major struggles with impulsive decision and planning at 18. If the brain's reward system tends to reach a high level of activation during puberty, then gradually drifts back to normal activation when the person reaches roughly the age of 25. Adults over the age of 25 tend to feel less sensitive and influence of peer pressure, having much easier time handling it. So, again, I'm doing this just to prove a point. Some of you I know are probably bored out of your minds, but I want to drive home 2 points here. This woman claims to be a Christian, yet really didn't seek any real Christian counseling. Didn't really get in the prayer with the child. There's nothing that's... She went looking for a group that would accept her instead of looking for a group that would actually help her with her Christian faith. When she went looking at how Jesus would handle stuff, she took that whole thing out of context as to how, other people use Scripture. Well, Jesus used Scripture all the time. If you actually read your Bible, yes, he created some of it, obviously, but Jesus referred back to Old Testament all the time. From the early stages of adolescence into adulthood, the brain experiences major growth and pruning. Initial developments begin near the back of the cortex and tend to finish in the frontal areas. There are a couple of key ways to which brains change during various stages of development. I can't pronounce these words. Myelination, the nerve fibers in your brain are covered with a substance called myelin. This helps provide insulation so that neurons can effectively transmit signals. During development stages, the process promotes healthy brain functioning, allows for more complete functions. Then there's synaptic pruning. This is the process by which the brain synapses are selectively pruned or eliminated throughout the brain development. The process of synaptic pruning tends to peak during the teenage years. Wow. And wanes in later adolescence. Increased connectivity. The connections between the brain regions appear to be strengthened, thus making communication more efficient. The brain is able to transmit greater amounts of information between regions and becomes better at planning, dealing with emotions, and problem solving. Yes, you missed that. The brain, as they get older, is able to transmit greater amounts of information between regions, becomes better at planning and dealing with emotions. And then there's the executive functions. The majority of executive functions that we develop are via the prefrontal cortex, which doesn't really come together till you're in your 20s. This allows us to help, you ready for this? To help assess risk, think ahead, evaluate ourselves, set goals, and regulate our emotions. How does a four-year-old decide that they're a female? Four-year-old male decide they're a female. Right? You go through this more and more. Now, this isn't written by Joe Messina. This isn't written by some right-wing nut job. It's written by psychologists. And there's a group of psychologists. And, you know, I usually joke about these guys. I call them psychobabblists. But they go through over and over and over again how the brain is not ready. That's why children don't run the world we do. Adults do, as dumb as we can be. Okay, I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's time to calm down a little bit. We'll post these two stories up on the web. You can listen. See, I'm just so irritated because when we say stuff, we're nothing but haters of the transgender people. And I wouldn't be so upset about this if I didn't care about you people so much. You're being sold a bill of goods that just isn't true. Anyway, if you're on Facebook, you got to reset at the top of the hour. I don't make the rules. Facebook does. We're a few minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You can find us live on TheRealSide.com and or we broadcast live on Facebook and many other places at night. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.